The Journey, a Kernel Book, edited by Kenneth Jernigan. Published by the National Federation of the Blind. 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230-4998. Copyright 1993 by the National Federation of the Blind. All rights reserved. Printed in the United States of America. On the back cover is a photograph of Kenneth Jernigan standing, looking over the shoulder of a seated Sharon Verdine, as she speaks into a table microphone. The quote beneath the picture reads, "My generation of blind adults must work to help today's blind children, like my friend Sharon, have better opportunities than we had when we were growing up." Kenneth Jernigan. On the front cover, a photograph by NASA Fotri of an astronaut in spacesuit holding the American flag by its pole in the soil of the moon. The sun glints off his gold-tinted visor, and the shadow of the astronaut photographer falls in the foreground. Table of contents. Beginning on side one, editor's introduction. Why large type? The value of planning. The solo. She makes things funner. Who is responsible for whom? What's a spitball? Where am I? Beginning on side two, the turning point. The biography of Theodore Paul Lubitz. The Tournament of Roses. Keeping within the lines. There's a photograph here of Kenneth Jernigan seated at his office desk reading Braille. The caption reads, "Kenneth Jernigan, President Emeritus, National Federation of the Blind." Editor's introduction. Here is Dr. Jernigan.
This is the second Kernel book to be issued this year, and the fifth in the series. The first Kernel book was published in 1991, just over 2 years ago. When we started the series, we hoped it would reach a wide audience and bring a new understanding about blindness, that it would show blind people as they really are, ordinary human beings with a normal range of wants and wits, strengths and weaknesses. I think it is fair to say that we're well on the way to achieving that objective, or at least that we've made substantial progress toward it. We've now published more than 2 million Kernel books, and the demand for them shows no sign of diminishing. An increasing number of people, very often strangers I meet as I travel over the country, tell me they have read more than one of the Kernel books and now feel a great deal of the mystery has gone out of blindness for them. These strangers, they usually don't stay strangers, feel comfortable in asking me questions about blindness, how a blind person travels from place to place, how clothes are selected, and how the ordinary tasks of daily living are performed. But they also feel comfortable talking about personal matters, how it feels to be blind, and everything from perception of color to courtship and marriage. This, of course, is what we hoped would happen. The people whose stories appear in these pages are mostly just like you, except that they can't see. This doesn't give them unusual talents, such as improved hearing or special musical ability, nor does it curse them with unbearable burdens. If those of us who are blind have appropriate training and equal opportunity, we can get along as well as anybody else, earning our own way, having a family, and leading a regular life. And after all, isn't that really the way it is with you? If you didn't have a chance for an education, and if everybody thought you were incompetent and inferior, isn't that pretty much the way it would be? That's how it is with the blind. In short, if we have a chance and good training, we'll do all right, neither needing nor wanting custody or care. And one more thing. We want you to know about the National Federation of the Blind. Established in 1940, this organization has, in the opinion of most of us who know about such things, been the single most important factor in helping blind people stand on their own feet and do for themselves. We who are blind still have a long way to go, but we're getting there. And the Kernel books are helping. Some of you already know many of the people you will meet in this volume. Others will be new to you. Whether you are a first-time reader or have been with us from the beginning of the series, I hope you will find the present volume interesting and informative. If you have questions about blindness or know somebody who needs our help, let us know. Meanwhile, here is the fifth Kernel book. It tells of a journey. a journey which, in its own way, is as significant as the trek across the prairie in the last century by the pioneers, or the landing on the moon in the present century. It is the journey of the blind from second-class status to hope and opportunity. Kenneth Jernigan, Baltimore, Maryland, 1993.
If you or a friend would like to remember us in your will, you can do so by employing the following language. I give, devise, and bequeath unto National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Suite 300, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, a District of Columbia nonprofit corporation, the sum of blank dollars or blank percent of my net estate, or the following stocks and bonds, blank, to be used for its worthy purposes on behalf of blind persons. Why large type? The type size used in this book is 14 point for two important reasons. One, because typesetting of 14 point or larger complies with federal standards for the printing of materials for visually impaired readers. And we wanted to show you exactly what type size is necessary for people with limited sight. The second reason is because many of our friends and supporters have asked us to print our paperback books in 14 point type so they too can easily read them. Many people with limited sight do not use Braille. We hope that by printing this book in a larger type than customary, many more people will be able to benefit from it.